Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
IRS Commissioner John Koskinen finally showed up to give testimony before Republicans yesterday, and he was trying to stave off calls for his impeachment. Well, did he do the job? Did he get it done? Did he quell any concerns about his role there with regard to the cover-up after the Lois Lerner fiasco? Well, listen to this exchange with Jim Jordan, and maybe you'll get the picture.
These backup tapes that have survived for 2 years suddenly get destroyed. And we're supposed to believe that just happened by chance?
The Inspector General spent a year looking into exactly that subject and came up with the conclusion after interviewing over 50 witnesses that that was totally a mistake by two employees on the midnight shift in Martinsburg.
Okay. Well, let me read one other statement to you. Again, from the Articles of Impeachment. This is on page 3, Article 2. On June 20th, 2014... Commissioner Koskinen testified, quote, since the start of this investigation, every email has been preserved, nothing has been lost, nothing has been destroyed. Is that statement true, Mr. Koskinen?
At the time, that was what I had been informed, what I believed. A year later, or
It could not have been true at the time, because the date is June 20th, 2014.
That's
correct. And you just told me on March 4th, the first question I ask you, on March 4th, 3 months before that, March 4th, 2014, that the IRS had destroyed 422 backup tapes.
That's correct.
So how is this statement true that you made under oath to a congressional committee?
joining us right now is Representative Jim Jordan, Republican of Ohio, also chairman of the House Freedom Caucus. Thanks for joining us, Congressman.
You bet. Good to be with you.
Yeah, so let me just ask you straightforward. Under Mr. Koskinen's leadership, did the IRS destroy evidence that Congress had subpoenaed, and then did he lie about it?
Yes, he destroyed the evidence, 422 backup tapes, as you point out, under subpoena, actually under two subpoenas, and three orders to preserve. So they did that. And what's interesting about the timeline is they destroyed the tapes just 1 month after they learned the primary source had problems. In other words, February 2nd, Kate Duvall, counselor to the commissioner, brought in to help with this investigation to provide documents. She's brought in. She learns that Lerner's hard drive had crashed and emails are missing. So the primary source has got problems. And 1 month later, the secondary source, the backup tapes, are destroyed. And Mr. Koskinen says that's just a chance, just coincidence, doesn't really, just a bureaucratic snafu in the midnight shift in Martinsburg. That's hard to believe when this was such a high-profile case and everyone in the country knew what the IRS had done and that there was an investigation going forward. And then he comes to Congress and says, I didn't know, so at the time I wasn't lying to you when I said that nothing has been lost, nothing has been destroyed. But obviously that was a false statement.
Well, it was hard drives were destroyed, and then they told us, well, the tapes don't exist. We don't have them.
Yeah.
And then the IG, the Inspector General, found them in about 10 minutes, but by the time he got around to looking, a great number of them had been destroyed by these two people who worked in Martinsburg, Virginia on the midnight shift. I'm curious, what happened to those two people?
Nothing, yeah. He wouldn't give us the names, but we've talked to the supervisors of those folks in the deposition that the Oversight Committee had done a while back. But he wouldn't tell us their names, but no discipline's been handed out. The only people who've ever been, quote, disciplined are the ones who were initially there when the targeting started and it was first reported by the Inspector General. People like Doug Shulman had to leave as commissioner. Lois Lerner has left the IRS, although she's still getting her pension. So this is the biggest problem. The Americans now, there's this double standard. There's one standard for you and me and us regular folks, and there's a different one for the politically connected. If your name is Lerner or Koskinen or Clinton, you get away with things no one else gets away with, and that's not supposed to be how it works in this country. It's supposed to be equal treatment under the law.
How, as a member of the House Oversight Committee, isn't it your right to know the names of these federal employees? What do you mean he won't give you the names?
Didn't yesterday. We will find that out. We have during the deposition and during the investigation, what the Inspector General did. and I don't have the names
to my fingers here,
but we talked to the folks who were the supervisors of the technical part of the IRS, the folks who handle this kind of thing. But the fact is, they destroyed backup tapes that were under subpoena.
Right.
And these tapes survived. They were supposed to be destroyed in 2012 as part of the regular process. They've somehow survived, and they're still there. And then 1 month after you learn that the emails are missing,
right,
you destroy the secondary, the backup tapes.
And, of course, Congress has the right to question these employees and say, okay, well, did someone tell you to do this? Really, was it? Yeah. So let me ask you this. I got to say, the IRS is probably the least popular part of the federal government, I've got to think. And this guy does not come across as a very credible person. The Democrats on the Oversight Committee, they took this opportunity to pile on a little bit too, right, so they can get to the truth. They weren't defending this man, were they?
Well, they sure were. And when they weren't talking about Donald Trump, they were defending Mr. Koskinen. And, you know,
Wait. In the House Oversight Committee, talking to the IRS Commissioner, John Koskinen, specifically about his actions after the Lois Lerner scandal, they were talking about Donald Trump?
Yeah, yesterday spent a lot of time talking about Trump and him not releasing his tax return.
Oh, man.
Imagine that. But here's the other big takeaway in my mind. They're still doing it. The United States Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia just ruled last month, August 5th of last month, that they're still targeting, as evidenced by the fact there are still groups waiting for their tax-exempt status.
Yep. Yeah.
And they're in litigation, and the IRS says, oh, because they're in litigation, we're not going to make a decision. And the court said, we're not buying that argument. Just because they had to go to court to get their rights, that doesn't mean you can forego granting them what they deserve under the Constitution and granting them their tax exempt status. So even today, the IRS is still targeting conservative groups. Not my words, not Donald Trump's words, not the Freedom Caucus words. This is straight from the District Court of Appeal.
All right, so time is running out, but very quickly. So what happens next? Do you actually go forward with the articles of impeachment?
What I hope is we get a vote in the committee. I think we could win a vote in the committee. And if we can prevail in the committee, then I think it gives us a great chance on the House floor to actually impeach Mr. Koskinen. So the goal is, let's get the vote called up in committee. I think there are the votes there to actually move to impeach Mr. Koskinen, and then we can take it to the House floor and keep this process moving.
All right, Representative Jim Jordan, thank you so much.
You bet. Take care, guys.
We've been on this story from day one, and we'll continue to follow it, and we do appreciate congressmen like Jim Jordan jumping in here and letting us know the latest. It's not going away. We won't let it go away.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.